This is Ian Griffin with Professionally Speaking and another ProTrack Profile. I'm here with Liz Bowen, a member of the ProTrack Class of 2012. Hi, Liz.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. Well, it's good to meet you. And I understand you're involved with speaking to schools about things like bullying. Can you tell me more about that?
Yes, I'm planning on speaking at schools. Right now, I'm thinking of exclusively speaking at Christian schools, because I found when I wrote my speech I was referencing Bible quotes, and I know I can't do that in a public school. So I'll be speaking at Christian schools, and the reason I'm doing this is because when I was a child I was bullied like crazy, and I don't want to see the kids go through that. I want to give them help. And my tagline that I have is, I'm providing kids a soft place to fall. And what I want to do is I want to help the bullied and the bullier, because I think they need help too.
Right. Now, you mentioned when you were a kid, and without giving our ages away, I would say that wasn't last decade. It was ways before that, like with me. Mm-hmm. Has bullying become more of a problem, or has it always been there and we're just talking about it more?
I think we're talking about it more, because I think when I was a kid, my personal experience, that when I was bullied in school, I didn't tell my parents about it because I thought they're too busy. Why would they want, I should handle my own problems. Mm-hmm. But now that people are talking about it, and I want to speak to parents also to say, like, give your kids some room and say, talk to me. Mm-hmm. Because now that I'm a parent, and I think, my child can come to me with anything. But when I was a kid, I didn't feel that with my parents.
Right. And are you optimistic that the school administrators and the people who will book you to come and talk, is this something that you think there's a need for them to hear about? Is this something they need to bring somebody from the outside in?
I think so, personally. But I'm running up against some obstacles. For instance, I called a school the other day, and the woman says, well, you do know that we're K through 8, don't you? And I says, yes. And she goes, well, doesn't that just happen in high schools? Mm-hmm. And I said, statistics show that bullying starts in kindergarten. Mm-hmm. So
it's an educational program, process that you have to engage in.
Yes.
Yeah, well, it sounds like I would think across the National Speakers Association you'll find other people address this issue as well. And as you know, there's quite a area of NSA members that focus on all the way from K up through college as a market, which is what sounds like you're doing.
Yes, I hope to meet other people in NSA and just get some feedback and get some energy from them and find out what they're doing. And some of them are just speaking, education. Mm-hmm. And I think, well, that's where I need to talk to. I need to talk to people who are in education. So.
Yeah. Yeah, so here we are now at the end of the year almost with ProTrack. You've been coming all year. What have you specifically gotten out of it? What would you say to other people who might be considering engaging ProTrack?
I would say definitely go to ProTrack. When I first started, I thought, well, my topic is not going to fit in because most people are talking to businesses, and I didn't think my niche would fit into ProTrack, but I found it completely the opposite, and I learned so much, and it was well worth the money. I'm just so happy I went to ProTrack.
Well, that's great. Well, good luck launching your message into Christian school. It sounds like it's got a great future.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Thanks a lot.